PRB Plus Magazine presents Reactivating the Riverfront. Free fitness programming helps residents rediscover Jacksonville's parks. By Dan Biederman and Greer Gavitt. Read by Sean Price. Riverfront Parks Conservancy, RPC. The nonprofit responsible for the activation of riverfront parks in downtown Jacksonville, Florida, retained the placemaking firm Biederman Redevelopment Ventures, BRV, in June 2023 to plan and implement free public programming. RPC became aware of BRV when the latter submitted a response to the former's request for qualifications for programming. Nancy Marshall, a current board member of RPC, had worked with the firm's president in the past and was familiar with the placemaking firm's work. Some of the firm's past projects included Salesforce Park in San Francisco, California, Clyde Warren Park in Dallas, Texas, and Bryant Park, New York, which were all programming triumphs that spoke to BRV's capabilities. BRV's reputation as the nationally renowned park programming firm goes without saying, says Marshall. BRV was in our sights when RPC sought assistance in the planning and management of our pilot program. Fortunately, BRV submitted a proposal when RPC released an RFQ. I personally had the opportunity to work with BRV as a senior consultant from 2017 to 2019, so I had firsthand knowledge of their expertise and professionalism. Since solidifying its relationship with RPC, BRV has developed and implemented a fitness programming series that was hosted at two locations, Geffen Park and Ford on Bay. The programming included a 2024 pilot series of free fitness programs available to the public every weekend from February 2nd to March 10th. RPC's goal for the series was to show the people of Jacksonville that parks can provide greater amenities for the downtown area than just their beauty. To bring this programming initiative to fruition, BRV project manager Kayla Hughes researched potential local programming partners with a focus on fitness and wellness. She then compiled a list of businesses, keeping in mind the surrounding neighborhoods that RPC and BRV hoped to attract. The final roster of partners included YMCA Yoga 4 Change, Jump 4 Jacks, Streams of Sounds, Dance Trance, and Pair on Disc Golf as an informational pop-up, not a full game. BRV also aimed to cater to various age ranges, providing classes for residents as young as 5. In addition to the programming, BRV provided free-to-use lawn games, board games, and lightweight fitness equipment for the public. More than 250 people enjoyed the programs throughout the pilot series opening weekend. As a result, BRV and RPC aim to continue activating Jacksonville's riverfront parks for future initiatives. RPC board member Nancy Powell says, "The Conservancy is planning additional pop-up programming for various spaces along the riverfront, and we will take our learnings from the pilot into our next steps. This may include additional offerings for different target audiences, days, or times, and maybe even some dog-friendly activities. However the future programs take shape, it's clear that residents are eager for riverfront programming that's accessible and that offers a little something for everyone." The Riverfront Parks Conservancy is a 501c3 nonprofit formed to support the emerging downtown parks and Riverwalk in partnership with the City of Jacksonville's Parks and Recreation Department. The organization is dedicated to the stewardship, enjoyment, and ongoing improvement of the riverfront parks in downtown Jacksonville. This program was made available by a generous grant from the Bryan Family Trustees for the Henry and Lucy Gooding Endowment. RiverparkJax.org. Biederman Redevelopment Ventures is a placemaking consulting firm that has created, redeveloped, and operated parks, public spaces, streetscapes, and the public realms of mixed-use developments in 35 states and 6 foreign countries. BRV works for real estate developers, foundations, government agencies, and professional sports teams on revitalizing urban space and creating clean, safe, and active places that add value and stimulate economic development. The public spaces BRV operates are financially self-sustaining and don't rely on government funds for operations. For more information, BRVCorp.com.